Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we're both from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this Sunday morning from the illustrious studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. How was your week?
My week was fine. Did you listen to the station in Lee?
Every single day last week at work, it came in perfect.
So wow.
I get to listen to all the wonderful produced programming here at this beautiful station, WTBR 89.7 and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
It's a wonderful experience.
It was great. I listened to the morning drive today, and I had a couple of people in politics here, mm-hmm. and it was good to hear and listen to it, because they brought up some things that were going on in the city here, and it was just very pleasant.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're able to access it.
Yes.
Because I'm still in my jammies at that time, while I'm listening into it from my kitchen in Pittsfield, but nonetheless, we're going to be listening to our show this Sunday.
Yes, that's what we're here for, actually.
And we have some nice music planned for you today. I'm going to be playing from Joyful Noise, Teresa Nakenawan, Porrick Stevens, that Farmer and I went to visit once in West Springfield, John Francis Flynn, and Karen Casey. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to do another song off this Celtic Woman 20 album that I got. And I don't know who the artist is, but we're going to do a song from there. We're going to do another one from the Narrowbacks that you and I and Bobby went up and seen in Saratoga.
Yep.
And Van Morrison.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So we're starting off this morning with John Whalen and Eileen Ivers with A Trip to Sky.
Thank you. never have another day as the day I had with you. Walked out from the summer school at Lewisburg, stood in the silent awe at ocean sunset view. Deeper into memory, deeper into blue. If I never have another day, there's the day I had with you. Kicking leaves rolling through the night, on Stephen's Green. Feeling feelings that never felt so right till you told me what they mean. Deeper into memory, deeper into blue. If I never have a the day I had with you. A half-washed hole in match in Donahue's. Sure we didn't care who'd win. Bought a bag of chips and left them there. Came home to color fin. Deeper into memory, deeper into blue. If I never have another day, where's the day I had with you? Forever for the 100 years. Could we make it twice that long? All the sacred music, all the songs, all the love where that comes from. Deeper into memory, deeper into blue. If I never have another day, where's the day I had with you? Deeper into memory, deeper into blue. If I never have another day, where's the day I had with you?
We haven't heard that one before, Farmer. That no, poor Stevens.
We haven't heard him from him in a while.
Deeper Into Blue is the name of that tune, and I rather liked it. It is from his CD, News from the Old Country. I must proclaim that CDs are becoming a rarity.
Yes.
I went to purchase new CDs, and they wanted me to buy streaming services.
Oh, boy.
And I can't figure that out yet, so I'll keep you posted on my success with that. But number two, we heard from Teresa Nakenahan with Una Wan, the one, the white one, I should say. And we started off with Joyful Noise from Celtic Favorites, Trip to Sky, which as we know is the island off the coast of Scotland. The reels were Derek de Bruin's Wheel, John Whalen's Wheel, and they were played by Eileen Ivers.
Oh.
So of whom we all familiar with. And you're starting off our next set.
I am. This is going to be the Celtic Women song, and I'll tell you the name after.
Okay.
For time was not your master. Then star. And sometimes we'd meet up with other people, hear the news or else swap family information. At the country fairs we'd be meeting there all the people of the traveling nation. I've made willow creels and the heather besoms, and I've even done some begging and some hawking, and I've lain there spent wrapped up in my tent, and I've listened to the old folks talking. All you freeborn men of the traveling people, every tinker, rolling stone, and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your traveling days will soon be over. I'm a freeborn man of the traveling people, got no fixed abode, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being lumbered.
Thank you.
That was very dainty.
Yes. Actually, it was a very dainty set.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just spewing here.
That last song was Griffin and Company. Their album is called Child of the Forest. And the name of the tune was Abraptuk Kerik, Coming Over by the Rock. That's my translation of that. And before that, you heard from the Best of the Dubliners, a robust album, if there ever was one. And I'm a Freeborn Man, one of their best hits from the 80s, actually. Mm-hmm. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us out with Celtics Women's 20. And the song was Lay Your Head Down. And that turned out to be a pretty nice song. Dainty, as you might say.
So here's Today in Irish History. You were waiting for this, Farmer.
I have been. I'm always interested in this.
Pope Pius condemns Fenianism. On the 12th of January, 1870, Pope Pius IX stated that he had, quote, decreed and declared that the American or Irish society called Fenian is comprised among the societies forbidden and condemned in the constitutions of the Supreme Pontiff. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Pius IX condemned a lot of things. And he was the victim himself, obviously, of a revolution and a nationalist movement. So he wasn't too fond of them.
Yeah.
Because they chased him out of the Vatican. This was a clarification of the bull that Pope had issued on the 29th of October, which had excommunicated those who became members of the Masonic sect of the Cabinari, who were his enemies, or of other similar sects that plot either openly or secretly against the church or legitimate authorities. This was not the first or the last time that a high-ranking Catholic leader would clash with the ideology espoused by the physical force Irish Republicans. On the 17th of February in 1867, the Bishop of Kerry, David Moriarty, denounced a recent rebellion attempt by the Irish Republican Brotherhood, whose American counterpart was the Fenian Brotherhood, though the Fenians and the IRB were and are often interchangeable. Moriarty said of the rebels, they are not our people. Or if they ever were, they have lost the Irish character in the cities of America. Eternity is not long enough, nor hell hot enough, to punish such miscreants.
Wow.
Pius IX's statement was largely the result of a request from Ireland's first ever cardinal, Paul Cullen. However, condemnation of the Fenians was not universal among the clergy. Father Patrick Lavelle was a supporter, as was his superior, Dr. John McHale, the Archbishop of Tuam. McHale was the only Irish bishop who did not welcome a public ban on large demonstrations sympathetic to the Fenians in the wake of public hangings of the so-called Manchester Martyrs in November of 1867. It was in the context of such events the Irish bishops in Rome for the First Vatican Council decided to ask for the condemnation. This eventually changed when the population itself, as opposed to its leaders, became more rebellious against English rule, mainly in the 1870s, where sympathy grew according to the Nationalist Land League Society of Michael Davitts, who were fighting for land reform in Ireland, which was seen as a justified cause by the lower clergy.
Yeah.
And so thereby gaining a lot of adherence among the peasants. But that was this day in Irish history. And now we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
We are going to hear from, who is this? The Narrowbacks.
Come all ye young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing, and it banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes a part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I just turned 16. My home is in Monaghan, the place I was weaned. And I learned all my life free. Six counties lie yonder, John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and train, and made me a part of the Patriot game. They told me how Connolly was shot in a chair. His wounds from the fight and all bloody and bare. His fine body twisted, all battered and lame. They soon made me part of the Patriot game.
Thank you. Cause tear shed out so little. He was the doll with the teen doll dero. He was the boy with the curly hair. He was the doll in Cash's window. No, but I am my Gianni. Your dad comes home from sailing, he'll bring you a fairy. A ship rigged in a bottle just for his own Johnny. He was the doll with the tea doll dero. He was the boy with the curly hair. He was the doll that he catches window. No, but I am my Johnny. He was the doll with the tea doll dero. He was the boy with the curly hair. He was the doll that he catches window.
Karen Casey there. Hieroglyphs Tell the Tale. Haven't played that in a couple months. Doll in Cash's Window. Well-known stores in Ireland. And before that, we heard from John Francis Flynn with his unusual take on music in general. Look Over the Wall and See the Sky is the name of the album. Within a Mile of Dublin was the name of the song. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. The Narrowbacks, and the song was The Patriot Game. You know, I didn't know how old that song really is. It's fairly old.
It's older than the movie.
Yeah, and that was off their album, the After Hours album. It's the one band we saw up in Saratoga, you, me, Bobby, Mary, and the bus trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you remember.
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember paying for it, I'll tell you that. But anyway, so now we're going to hear something from you, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this set out with Van Morrison.
Ah.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Oh!
of midnight ice as I broke your heart in two, and I felt the kiss of emptiness as I watched your life turn blue. Oh, life was a game. Now I miss your name, your golden hair. No more in your eyes is the blue of skies, only shame. A lonely soul betrayed. With tears of love upon my cheeks, I heard your final scream. Thank you.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 and WSBR in Lee at 88.1.
And I'd like to say I hope everybody has a good week. Please stay tuned into our show again next week. All you South County people, we're coming to get you. So be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grim ugget ugget he shuh huggin'.